You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
In all honesty, I wasn't sure I was going to really have a final word as such. It's probably not in my nature to dwell, especially when it involves myself. And I certainly didn't want to imply my young career in sports media to date deserved any sort of valedictory. But the last few days of reading your messages and hearing some poignant words from colleagues I greatly respect, it's clicked that addressing my departure isn't really about me, but more about paying tribute to the people who have made it possible for me to live my dream. And that might sound dramatic, living my dream. Corny, probably. But seriously, it's the same thing I said the day Radio Sports plug had been pulled. As long as I can remember, I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. To talk about the thing I watched and did every waking minute as a kid and still do now. Are you kidding? Who wouldn't want to work in this game? To cover and analyse athletes and teams I'd seen as legends, inspirations, superheroes. To be this close and understand how intertwined sport is to our national identity. Well, it's a dream. If I had told 15-year-old me the opportunities I'd been given, hands I have shook, and hours I've been privileged to spend talking to you great Kiwis about sport and racing, it would have sounded like another language. You need to understand, for me, not quite 30, the last decade of my life professionally has quite often felt surreal. I promise you I do not underestimate the chances I have had and shoulders I've rubbed. I promise you I have enjoyed and embraced them as much as possible. The very fact I get this parting moment here on Ian Smith's radio show, a man like many of you I still revere, but now also consider a mate and mentor, well, it holds a mighty significance and it's certainly not lost on me. SENZ specifically has been a journey that probably, like many in media, has had its very high highs and some moments of pure grimace and frustration. As far as a learning curve goes and some trying conditions, there's no doubt I've gained a stack and left a lot of myself along the way too. Most importantly, though, we have brought tailored radio back to a nation that is intrinsically tied to sport, and we have introduced some sporting legends to the public who appreciated them most. On a personal note, I am undoubtedly the proudest about what we have done for racing in our country. Giving racing a platform to be treated like any other code of sport was a deep and is still a deep passion of mine. Racing people are truly special. Their stories matter, and the great game is just that. Great. It may have lost its way, but I promise you it's back. And I do feel like we at SENZ and you supporting us have been able to sustain the gallop of an industry that deserved its chance. I think we should feel great about that, and I am grateful to have been given a chance to be a small part of it. So maybe that's the thing I want to say. Maybe I'm grateful, and maybe I'm proud. Proud of SENZ, proud of my colleagues, grateful for some incredibly generous people who have directly influenced and supported me. Grateful for an opportunity to be the kid from North Canterbury who admittedly did grow up blind in one eye, but with a deep and genuine passion for sport and racing. This has been my dream, and it's not nearly complete. I just have some international bleachers to scale and some obscure race courses to punt in the meantime.